When it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
Unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a bit of fun.
Of inspiration. Inspiration.
Yo, what's up, then, gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women? Welcome to now is of is like, you know, it's like the last month of the year, the 12th month of the year, the 12th month of the year. It's December time right now, and I'm hoping that everyone is getting ready for, you know, for Christmas, you know, because Christmas is around the corner. It's only a couple of days away, like literally a couple of days away. You know? I mean, like, I'm so excited, you know. Technically, I think on Christmas I might be going traveling, you know. Just me personally, I think I might be leaving the country. But end of the day, so everyone might just, you know, be ready for Christmas. And New Year's is coming around the corner. It's like, have you ever thought that December is like the only time of the year that has a lot of holidays? You know, your Christmas, your New Year's, your Day of Recognition, a lot. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's awesome stuff, you know. So, and then for those who are born on Christmas Day, so happy birthday in advance, you know, because those who are born on Christmas Day. Yeah, which is very lucky. Okay, so, so it's December time, you know, so you guys should be ready for it, you know. You should be ready to spend time with your families and technically enjoy Christmas, okay? So, when Christmas arrives, and I wish you a merry, merry Christmas on that day. Now, obviously, the Be Inspired show, you know, consider Be Inspired show is trying to inspire people because, I mean, like, this world is full of things that happen unexpectedly. They just happen because they happen, not because we want them to happen. So, the topic for today is called consistency. Consistency. In other words, you gotta be consistent with what you're doing. Let me be more brief or specific. So imagine it's your first time gymming, right? You go to the gym, you gym, you sweat, and you go home, and then you look yourself in the mirror and you see nothing. Like, damn it. Okay, let's go back again. You go back the next day, you gym, you sweat more than you sweat the last day, you know, because now you're pushing. You're pushing because why you want the results, okay? So, and then you go back home, you take a shower, and then you go straight up in the mirror, and then you see, damn, nothing. I've been gymming for 2 days, and there's nothing happening. What the heck is going on? Where are the results? And then you go back for the third day, and you gym, and you sweat, and you pick up more weights than you usually can, because obviously you're trying to rip your muscles, and you pick up, you know, 40 kgs, even though you can't pick up 40 kgs. Okay? So you should start lighter. But now you want the results. And then you go home, take a shower, and then you go show yourself in the mirror again. And guess what? You see nothing. Why? Because you don't see any results. And then at the end of the day, just because you see no results, what happens? You give up. You give up. And then you're like, gym's not for me because I'm not seeing results. It's not the fact that you're not seeing results. It's the fact that you're not consistent. You see? Results will come. You gotta be consistent, you know? Because the thing is, when it comes to gymming, your muscles are ripping slowly by slowly. They won't rip by that, you know? It's not like when you take steroids and then in 2 days, you boom, bam, chow, you know? Everything is fantastic. Everything is big and small. So that's steroids. But when it comes to proper gymming, you gotta be consistent. You can't expect results in 2 days or 1 week or 2 weeks or even a month. It takes time. It takes consistency. You know, you gotta be patient with it. You get what I'm saying? It's like someone learning to ride a bicycle the first time. You know, they go on a bike, they ride a bike, they fall down. They go on a bike again, they ride a bike, they fall down. And then they give up. They're like, no, I'm always falling down. Of course, you're gonna fall down. It's the first time. The only way you'll be able to ride a bike comfortably is when you're consistent in riding a bike comfortably. You get what I'm saying? For example, you cannot do tricks on a bicycle if you never did trick before in your life. You see? Because those who do tricks on a bicycle, the first time they do a trick, they actually fell. Broke the bones. And I don't have any problems with people because I remember the first time I rode a bicycle, I fell down because I couldn't turn the bicycle. So I was going downhill and there was this big stool in front of me. It's a fucking stoop, long one. I couldn't even see it. So, I mean, I can see I'm going right straight towards it, but I couldn't turn the bicycle because my first time and I'm going downhill and I didn't have training wheels, you know, but those are training wheels. So I'm going downhill and I'm seeing this big thing, this rock in front of me, this big stone in front of me. And I'm going towards it, but I didn't know how to turn the bicycle. So I bumped into it and I hit my head and fucking scratched myself. But, you know, from that, I got up, I tried again. Eventually, I was able to ride a bicycle. Why? Because I was consistent. So consistency is very crucial because I feel like people give up too fast and too easily just because they don't see results as fast as they want to see results. Okay. There's a story I heard that CR7 used to come for training early. Like, you know, like he was there like 2 hours early and he left 2 hours later. Why? Because he was busy practicing his free kicks and practicing by himself, you know. So obviously he practiced and he practiced and eventually those free kicks became something for him, because in when you watch him and you watch his free kicks, some free kicks you couldn't believe he should have scored because of the distance, and you ask yourself, how in the world did he do that? So it all came to the point why, because he was consistent in practicing. You see, that is why practice is crucial. But practice becomes pointless when you give up in the process, because why, you don't see results. So you gotta be consistent and remain consistent, and eventually you will get it. Okay, I play guitar. Online too. The first time I played guitar was very difficult. And my guitar has two strings, you know. So it was flipping pain because it's not like plastic strings where, you know, it's very easy to hold. Mine has two strings. So the first time I played guitar, I think for the past 2 days, they told me I was making noise. practicing, you know what I'm saying? And then I think in a week or so I got blisters. I could have given up and said, damn it, man, I can't break it up, but I remain consistent. And then from remaining consistent, eventually I picked it up. You know, eventually I stopped having blisters. So when I teach someone else with my guitar, they cry like, my fingers are sore. Eventually, yes. At first your fingers are sore because you're learning. So, you know, you kind of give up at it because, you know, I know a female friend who also wanted to play guitar, but she gave up because they told her to cut her nails. So yeah, she didn't want to cut her nails to play the guitar, and you cannot play guitar with nails. So they told her to cut her nails. She's like, cut my nails. Nope. I prefer to stay with my nails than play guitar. So boom, boom, ciao. She stayed with her nails and she never played guitar in her whole life. Because they totally cut the nails. And then you cannot pick guitar with nails on. Otherwise, you won't be able to hold the strings properly. Okay? It's all that. Even keyboard. It's like your fingers must do a lot of things. It takes practice. It takes consistency to get your fingers to do that. Even when it comes to drums, because drums are even worse, because your whole body must work indirectly. It takes consistency to get your body to hit. What's it called? It's called muscle memory. To have muscle memory, in other words. They have muscle memory. To have your right hand go left and your left hand go right is muscle memory. Okay. So it's definitely muscle memory. So to develop such is consistency. To develop anything, you gotta be consistent in what you're doing. Otherwise, if not consistent in what you're doing, if you give up just because you don't see results, if you give up just because it's too painful, and then in other words, I feel like you'll give up everything else that comes along the way. I feel like you'll give up anything else that comes along the way. It's nothing sort of easy. I mean, even the legends of like Eric Clapton started playing guitar. I'm pretty sure in the beginning he felt what we felt, you know, pain on the fingers. You had a legend like B.B. King, the guy who invented bending guitar. I'm pretty sure that he felt, you know, pain in his fingers, but he was consistent and get now the legends of legends when it comes to music. But it's just, you know, just consistence, you see. You cannot expect good results or any result in your first try. You know, it's impossible. You just gotta be consistent. Because consistency produces perfection. It produces greatness. because you're consistent doing the same thing again. Eventually your body's made to pick up that. Eventually your mind's made to obviously get that. Okay. It doesn't matter how long it takes, eventually you'll get that, you know. It's like going to the gym, you can't expect results in 2 weeks or 2 days. You just gotta go there and keep consistent, and eventually you'll pick up muscles. You'll grow muscles. It definitely, and give it a year. And just gym every day. The whole from January to December, now in December also. Give it a whole year. And then you see eventually you'll pick up muscles. You will definitely pick up muscles. Why? Because you're consistent. But now if you gym for 2 days and then like, there's no results here. I don't want to gym anymore. Boom, boom, chow. I don't want to gym anymore. Boom, boom, chow. Because you don't see results, then obviously you're not considered enough. Okay. So basically that's our topic today, ladies and gentlemen. Even though it's December, which I just need everyone to know that you gotta be consistent. You get what I'm saying? Just in everything you do in life, be consistent. Eventually you will catch it. You are bound to catch it. Your body is able to learn quick. Your body's able to learn a lot of things. I mean, there are people out there who can play 6 instruments. 10 instruments in Pacific. There are people out there who can speak 12 languages fluently. I mean, it's proof that your body's able to learn. It's proof that your mind is too powerful to even comprehend. You get what I'm saying? There are people out there who can do a lot of things. You know, there are people out there who can stay underwater for 3 minutes. 3 minutes! Underwater, I mean, that's a lot of time. So it's possible. There's a lot of things that you can do, that your body can do if you're consistent with it, if you practice. You know? If you practice. Like this sport is called parkour. It's not easy to do. I'm pretty sure those guys broke the bones the first time they tried it. So, but they were consistent and they continued doing it. You know, mountain climbing, bike riding. Tom Hanks broke a lot of bones when he became the professional skateboard. He said to himself, he broke a lot of bones. Jackie Chan, doing his own stunts, broke a lot of bones doing his own stunts. Because, yeah, I mean, this, you know, it's very amusing how someone breaks the bones and they come back and they do the same thing that caused them to break the bones. Consistency. So, for now, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about consistency. So, we're just going to jump into our first song, and then after this song, we're going to come back and continue the whole concept of consistency. So now, right now, I'm jumping to the first song, and we're going to see you after this.
Only is you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on the Beinspired Show, Native FM. It's December time, so I'm hoping that we're ready for, you know, our holidays coming up. And I hope everyone's good. You know, on that note, so let's continue with the topic of the day called consistency. I normally have bullet points when I do this, but today we're just going to try something new, something different. Not new, I've done it before, but something different, as usual. So, consistency, ladies and gentlemen, you just gotta know yourself. You gotta know that for you to be great at something, you gotta do it over and over again. You gotta do it over and over again. For you to achieve that thing and become the best on it, and the best in it, you gotta do it all over again. Eventually, if you do something for a lot of time, it becomes second nature to you. It becomes second nature to you that you can even do it blindfolded, should I say. I'm pretty sure that Jackie Chan has been acting for a lot of years, that he's done a lot of stunts and a lot of things. He does, I'm pretty sure there's things that you know that he knows that you don't, because of experience. You see? I don't know why I like saying this, but with great age comes great experience, because the more you grow, the more you experience a lot of things in life. It's just how it is, technically. So if you keep constant in what you're doing, whatever it is, it becomes second nature to you. So you become the boss of it. You know? People will be coming to you for advice on how you became the greatest boxer in the world, like Muhammad Ali. You know, even though he fought the likes of George Foreman. A lot of people, you know. At the end of the day, he was consistent. You see, he trained every day, he gymed every day, he loved what he was doing, he enjoyed it, so he became the greatest in the world. And this, if he could do it, I'm pretty sure you can, yourself can do it. You just gotta be consistent. Cause a career it's amazing how a career is one thing. You go there and you do the same thing all over again. Obviously, you can do it differently, but I mean, in boxing, you get a fight, you train and practice for months and months and months. You go there, you go to the fight, you can win or lose. If you win, even better. Then you get another fight, and then you go home for months and practice and come back and fight. It's like that. It's same as football. You see? Now, for example, the thing is this, when it comes to those kind of sports, is that all the effort you put outside the pitch or outside the ring will be shown inside the pitch or inside the ring. Now, all those places that Muhammad Ali did outside the ring, you know, preparing for fights, was shown inside the ring when he won those fights. Now, if he wasn't consistent in his training, if he was lacking most of his training, I'm pretty sure he would have gotten a big hiding inside the ring. You get what I'm saying? Because, you see, it's different, you know? Because they're all using different methods, different ways to prepare themselves for a fight. You get what I'm saying? So, whatever they did outside the rings, how they did it, where they did it, however they did it, was shown inside the ring. And who did it better was shown inside the ring, because who did it better actually won the match. So whatever decision the coaches made outside the ring, whatever form, I'm not talking about football now, whatever form the coaches made outside the, not the ring, outside the pitch, to be specific, whatever form the coaches made outside the pitch, whatever practice that they did during the whole day, during the whole week before the match, it will be shown inside the pitch. It will be shown. Why? Because if a coach say we're doing this and we're playing like this, they must do that every day to be consistent. And if they're consistent with that, and that form and that idea actually works, it will show on the pitch. And then the fans will see, okay, fine. Whatever the coach is doing outside the pitch is actually working. Why? Because the team is winning. Why? Because the players you put there are doing what they're supposed to do. What they practice for. What they train for. I mean, that's the reason why we train at the end of the day. Because when you go into the pitch, you're showing everyone what you do outside the pitch. When you go inside the ring as a boxer, you're showing everyone what you've been doing all those months inside the ring. And technically, if you did nothing all those months outside the ring, it would be shown inside the ring. whether you like it or not. Because chances are you get your behind whooped. Now, it's amazing how life is, I'm telling you. That's how it is, unfortunately. But everything you do is will be shown inside the piece. So everything, that's why you gotta remain constant, you know. Don't expect results on your first try or on your first go. If you're that lucky and you're talented on your first try, well, then you're lucky. you are definitely lucky. So if that's the case, then you know it happens. You know? There are people who try something the first time and they get it on the dot. It definitely happens. There are those who don't get it on the dot, but they have to practice to get it. But even those who get it on the dot need to practice to become good at it. So I don't care who you are. End of the day, everyone needs to practice to become the greatest. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's what you do outside your career. You know? For example, if you're a doctor, you gotta study medication. So all those years of studying have to be shown when you're actually a doctor. If you're gonna be a surgeon, all those years of practice and surgeon or surgery that you've been doing on animals, whatever the case may be, has to be shown on an actual patient. You see? Fair enough, when you're a surgeon, if your hands are shaking, you're not allowed to operate. True, it's a fact. If your hands are shaking, you're not allowed to operate. You gotta stay because if your hands are shaking and then you're operating, you might cut a nerve that you shouldn't cut, and then it might cause that patient to bleed internally, whatever the case may be. So, as a surgeon, there are a lot of things that you shouldn't allow to be, and one of them is shaking. Okay, you can't shake. And another thing is, our surgeons are like, I wanted that they wash their hands regularly. Like, they wash their hands like for 2, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, washing hands to make sure that there's no bacteria or germs. So they can obviously, because they're operating on a human, so those things can be going inside there, so it's not allowed. And you cannot shake. So obviously all those things have to be known before entering the ER, the emergency room, the OR, the operating room. So all these things have got to be known, they got to be practiced, they have to know what they're doing before they go in to operate a person. You know what I'm saying? They got to know where exactly they operate in the first place. They can't just go inside, okay, fine. No, this guy has a brain tumor and then they go cut his leg. Makes no sense. He's a brain tumor and then they go cut his leg. So they have to know where they're going. You know, and another thing is that there's different doctors for everything. There's trauma doctors, you know. And then you can't take a trauma doctor to do a brain surgeon, to do a brain surgery. It don't work like that. Because a brain doctor who specifies in brains, studied years and practiced everything he could on brains, you can't expect him to now go and operate on a person's heart. It don't work like that. So obviously, every part of your body, there's doctors who are specialized in that. But all of the skills have been developed outside of the OR. You know, and then they are seen inside of the OR. It is just fact. Everything happens outside. Why? Because now the consistency that happens outside, which is practice, is shown inside. Because if they walk inside the OR and they don't know exactly what to do and how to do it, they're gonna end up killing the patient. It's just proven fact. So they have to know. They gotta have some sort of experience. They gotta have practice. They gotta have practice consistently until they get it. You know, it gotta be like second nature to them. Because you can't have a person who's afraid of blood and then this person goes inside the OR and then he sees blood and then they faint. I mean, where is the logic in that? He must see blood first and get rid of the phobia of blood. Or otherwise you shouldn't be a surgeon in the first place. See? So there's always consistency in whatever you do. There's always consistency in whatever you do. It's like back in school we had prepared speeches. So we had to prepare them, practice them, then go inside and for the teacher and present our speeches. But it's what we did outside you know, outside the school, the whole time of preparation. So the whole preparation had consistencies. Because I would do it again and again and again and again and again until I get it the way I wanted to get it. See? It's how it is. It's like when they're developing a new medicine, it takes years. You know why it takes years? Because there's consistency happening. Because they're checking a lot of things. They're checking all the possibilities. So there's consistency happening to make sure that, hey, this thing is actually going to help people, not kill them. So it takes years. It takes years to make sure that it actually does not kill people, or also it doesn't have any kind of side effects. So everything in life that we do has consistency. I'm just giving a lot of examples, but everything in life has consistency. For you to be good at that thing, you gotta be consistent. Everything, every drama, every musician, every article. I mean, Michael Jackson had to rehearse for hours and hours and hours before he actually went and performed something there for only 1 hour. So, but this way, he rehearsed for hours. For example, he rehearsed one song for maybe let's say for 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, just one song. Just to end up performing that song for a couple of minutes. I gotta say. So he rehearsed one simple song of his, let's just say Heal the World, just give an example. He rehearsed that song for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours or maybe 6 hours. A song that maybe 3 minutes long, 4 minutes long tops. He rehearsed the whole song for hours to only perform it in a couple of minutes. I never thought of that. Why? Why? Because they were constant, constant and constant. Eventually, when you see it and when you watch it, like, oh my goodness, this is awesome. This is great. How in the world did I do that? No, no, there was a lot of consistency happening behind those, you know? Behind the whole preparation. Because when, it's like, for example, it's like when you watch a movie. I like making examples, sorry. When you watch a movie, and you see this movie is so good, like example Transformers, all this stuff. You have no idea how many times the director had to repeat the same scene. That's it. You have no idea how many times the director had to repeat the same scene. You have no idea how many scenes of one scene are there. Like for example, the first scene was repeated like 10 times. You don't know, right? Because all you see is the end result, and the end result is so perfect. But you don't know how many times it was repeated. Why? Because those times. A lot of consistencies happening just to get the perfect shot that you like. You're like, oh, goodness gracious me, that movie is so amazing, you know? Like The Gray Man, that's a good movie, I'll lie to you. I enjoy The Gray Man. Marvel Endgame, that movie made a lot of cash. The movie was so good, but you don't know how many castings there were there. You don't know how many times an actor had to do what? Had to repeat the same scene all the time. Like, for example, a movie is 2 hours long and these people are busy repeating one scene 20 times, 40 times. And that scene literally is only like maybe 1 minute or 3 minutes. A small scene was repeated so many times, even though you enjoyed that scene. But you don't know that because why? You don't know how many consistencies there was seen there. Because, you see, they did all the consistencies and then all you do is see the final product. And then you like, the final product is... And then you're like, wow, damn, this movie was good. That scene was epic. But you don't know what consistency had to happen before for them to get exactly how this scene's supposed to be. So in other words, everything in life is consistent. Everything. When you pursue a girl, I'm just saying, you gotta be consistent. So in other words, you're consistent to pursue a girl, you gotta be persistent and consistent. Oh, crap. Because you gotta always go back for her. Otherwise, if you're not consistent, she's not gonna fall for you because she'll think you're not serious. But now, at the end of the day, it's just out of my heart. The point is, everything in life we do, we gotta be consistent in what we do. For you to be the best, we gotta be consistent. So in other words, all the time we have for preparation will be seen eventually. And the thing is, it's very amazing because we can tell if you prepared this for a long time or a short time. Because if you prepare for a short time, it's not gonna come out good. if you played for a long time and you had a lot of consistency happening during that conception, you're going to see the final point and go, wow, this is great. Not knowing how many hours you have to put in doing something that will only last for 2 minutes or 3 minutes. Okay, so listen, my point is just, whatever you, in whatever career you're doing, whatever you're doing, be consistent and keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? So I get to December now, we are jumping into a December time, and we are in December technically, and you're approaching holiday times, you know, it's time to enjoy, time to family time, you know, you just gotta, the thing is, I feel like it's one thing to have family, it's not actually a family, so love the family that you have, because it's the only family that you got technically. Because I feel like when someone loses a loved one, it's not a good thing, because you cannot replace that person. People are unreplaceable. We can replace a lot of things, but we cannot replace people. It's fact. Okay. So yeah, basically now that's what I have to say for the concepts or consistency. So now we're just gonna go to our second song and then continue, and then we're gonna wrap things up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so let's jump into a second song and I'm gonna see you after this.
Oh,
he's a jolly good fellow. Oh, he's your girl as you fellow. Anyway, I cannot sing, but welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. This is Gentle Moon. I'm just singing that, obviously, because Christmas is approaching. Just trying to give you the Christmas fever. And hopefully everyone's doing good. So if you're tuning in, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. What we'll be talking about right now is talking about consistency. As I mentioned before, the second song, which hopefully you all enjoyed, was that everything in life is remain consistent. You just gotta be consistent. So just to wrap everything up, I would just like to tell you that, hey guys, just know one thing, for you to be the best in what you do, you gotta be consistent. Do not expect results so easily. Or don't expect good results on the first day. Or don't expect results on the second day. You know, a lot of things happen. Okay, so just be consistent in what you're doing and how you're doing it, and eventually you will make it. You know, for you to be the best, you gotta be consistent. Because at the end of the day, when you're in your career, you do the same thing every day, all the time. My time is a repetition. Even though you might add something nice and different there, but same thing. Even though you might make it go a little bit cooler and better, but same thing. So eventually, you gotta be good at it. If because you're doing the same thing all the time, it's fun. It's entertaining because those guys, they're not playing soccer every day. The more he plays it, the more he grows, you know. The thing is, the more you do something, the more you grow with it. The more it becomes second nature. The more you don't even need to think about it anymore, because now you know exactly what to do, how to do it. You don't even, you know, compared to a new person doing what you've been doing all your life, it's a big difference. Okay, so that's what consistency brings, you know. So at the end of the day, this is what I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Be consistent and you can achieve a lot of things in your life. You can be the best in what you do. You literally can. You just gotta believe that you can, and you gotta keep pushing. Don't give up if you don't see results. You know, that's because you don't see results the first time doesn't mean that there won't be any results at the end of the day. You know, that's why consistency is crucial. So you just gotta keep pushing there and put in the work and put in the what needs to be put in, and then you will get results. Okay, so that's what I gotta say. So let me wrap this thing up. And as you know, as a gentleman here on the Be Inspired Show, it's time for me to say goodbye. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and hopefully you guys will enjoy Christmas, which is in a couple of days. Yep, so Merry Christmas in advance. And now, on that note, as the gentleman has always said in the Be Inspired Show, that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. I'm going to leave you the last song, and I'm going to see you next time, Charles.
Shall I say, think back in the day. I reminisce for a spell. spell, or shall I say, think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Let's take a second, think back. Picture a miniature crisp with his Christmas gifts. From the smallest to the biggest wish, nothing on the list was missed. Then mum and dad would come and find me, and they'd remind me that Santa Claus was a fraud and didn't exist. In our house there was no tree or mistletoe, no bells and whistles, but the tinsel was official though. Sat at the table with the paper crown tilted, the roast would leave you comatose, the cooking always killed it. But now that me and my youth have parted ways, all I get are Cliff Huxtable jumpers and cheap aftershave. There's no more clothes and toys. At first I was so annoyed, now seeing and being with fam is what I most enjoy.
And close joy, holler at your holiday traditions. Whether it's well wishing or tree picking for trimming, it's the season for remembering. Long before I would come to understand, the gift was in the giving. I recall calling out toys, wanna buy your boy and photo ops with the Santa Claus in a mall. It was all about G.I. Joes and play wars against their foes, Cobra or Transformers, Autobots, Decepticons. Can't forget Thundercats. It was a simpler time. This song's a way to run it back. These are snapshots of memories we're giving you. With that, a Merry Christmas is what we're all wishing.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Let's take a second, think back.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Those were the days.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say, think back?
Let's take a second, think back.
Hi, this is Tando from It's a Mom's Life, and we'd like to wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's Denise from It's a Mom's Life. We just wanted to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Make lots of memories, but remember, it's all about Jesus.